Well, because the news is not like you said. Was he gonna come, Stephanie?
You know what? You gave him a draft, but you didn't say it was for real. You said the meeting was tentative, didn't you?
How about Alex?
I didn't click it. Why don't we introduce ourselves? Laura and Elizabeth and all the procedure goes.
I'd be surprised to waste time.
I'm not concerned about the first two or the last two.
Oh, I didn't adjust the mic.
Well, we could.
I'm sorry. What's this gentleman here?
He's with WebEdge, with the extensions.
Okay.
Are you with both extensions or just the one?
Just the one.
Oh, look like you're the only one who's going to get me.
So do you want to do the other extension?
You want credit for the other one?
You can charge them fees.
You got it through.
That's not what I mean. We'll
give you a billing address.
I said, listen to what I mean.
So there's...
See, next thing, don't drop...
Can you see someone? I think it's...
Because this one's going to be interesting. That's an old project. I'd like to have them over here for that.
Which one?
That's changed to a pre-1405.
His people.
Yours, you have one.
The El Sol Vista campus, that's kind of an interesting case.
It is.
He's got six. This might turn into a quick meeting.
What are you guys yelling at me for now?
She's asking where my people are. I only have one project. You have six. So where's all yours?
They heard me yelling the other day. I guess they got scared.
I know.
They heard about that.
You gave us an eight-project meeting.
I'm not going to give you one for the next meeting because I didn't want to freak everyone out like I did last night.
Motion to it.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. It's 10:05. Welcome to the DERC meeting for those of regulars here. All of us, so we could for the benefit of the representative from Web Engineering. I'm Oliver Mojica from the Planning Department.
I'm Laura Wiedemann from Land Development.
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Ted Brunson with Water Department.
Robert Castro, San Bernardino Water Department, Environmental Control.
Travis Martin, Planning.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Sabal, Building.
If we don't mind, if we could maybe skip to item number two, since we have a representative here from Beezer Homes. It's extension number 1504 involving tentative track map 16533. With their proximity of Vermont Drive and Magnolia. They're asking for a one-year extension. It's 50 parcels. And our recommendation is that item be moved to the Planning Commission for a one-year extension. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns? May I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
No objection. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you
did. The offer's still up for number one if you want to. For formality purposes, we have a similar situation for item number one, extension of time 1503, which is for tentative track map 16794, excuse me, for 44 single-family residential lots. Again, a one-year extension. We'd like to move this to the next Planning Commission meeting. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
There be no objection. We'll move that one out of the Planning Commission. If I may, I'd like to jump forward to item number seven. This item has been around for a while. It's the, Palm and State Street, they are going to be releasing they're preparing, finalizing an initial study, mitigated negative declaration. you might, for those of you that recall kind of the history of this project, they started off with two drive-through freestanding buildings. We've gone through the discussions, they've gone through some traffic analysis, some mitigation. If you're familiar with the site, right now there's some apartments that are to the remainder. This is kind of like the open space slash park, if you will, that's okay. Underutilized. So that's what they want to do. They want to do a zone change and general plan amendment so that they could accommodate the going to be just now one freestanding building with just one drive-through and approximately 2,000 square feet of additional retail space. So with this item, they prepared an initial study, mitigated negative declaration. We are looking to release that document for the seeker required 30-day public review period. Once that review period has been completed, we will schedule this item for a DERC meeting and allow you the opportunity to prepare your respective conditions of approval for the project. So it's kind of an informational item only, but just to advise you that the project is now gone to the next phase of reviewing for public review for the environmental document. And that really concludes that. There's really no action for that needed. You got a question for the client? Yes, you'll have to call them up. So let's move on to item number 8. Travis has been stressing out about this one, so let's give him a chance and your undivided attention.
Can I actually ask you one thing about item 6? If we're going in order, I didn't know. Are we continuing the other items?
Or? No, we just jumped to the...
Okay, we're just jumping. We're doing the easy ones first.
Easy.
One less discussion. Did you just do
7? I just did 7. Do you want
to... Okay, that's done.
All right, item number 8, DPD 1509. We had looked at this previously as a pre-app earlier in the year. Request to construct a new industrial building, 150,000 approximately, on the corner of Valley View and Central. All we're looking at today is to release the environmental document for public review, 30 days, same as the previous item. No action on the project otherwise.
That's correct.
And that's
pretty much it. And they're both moving around the same timetable, so we're expecting that it'll come back. We'll be coming back in January.
I think the expectation is first part of January.
First part of January.
We would then bring the project back for the formal discussion and conditions.
Right. And so that concludes those items. Did you have a question on item number 6, Travis?
Well, I just wasn't sure if we were still discussing everything or continuing anything today.
Well, let's go back if you don't mind. That's for the pleasure of the group here. If we go to item number 3, which is conditional use permit 1420 for the property located at 766 North Waterman Avenue, approximately 2-acre site. They're looking to do kind of a holistic campus, kind of where they do counseling, training, those sorts of things. They've been around again for a while. They've reopened. There was some issues regarding some of the existing structure. They did some additions and those kinds of things, which they've now moving to legalize, I believe. So now they'd like to expand their facility and move forward with their project. And so what I wanted to do, because it's been around for a while, see if there's any comments, additional information that the group may need in order to further evaluate this before we proceed to the Planning Commission. Like the others, what would happen is after this meeting, we'll share whatever comments are here with the applicant. Resolve whatever needs to be resolved, whatever information that we need, and then at such time we would reschedule it for another DERC meeting where we would request formal conditions of approval.
Okay.
So if there's anything, I mean, we can go around the table. If you have anything that's earth-shattering that you'd like to either request or share with us, we can pass that information on to the applicant.
Initially, they had a pre-app before. I have my conditions for the pre-app. And so it's pretty much the same. They're going to have to rehab the water main, the street, and then there is a grade in the rear. So we had a question about whether they're going to be doing a whole bunch of fill or what's their plans. So they do have a list for them, and it hasn't changed.
Okay.
So, but those are the questions that we do need to have them come in and address. Right. So, but other than that, we're still stuck in time.
One of the things that we have met with them recently, one of the things that they talked about was doing some phasing on this. I mean, if you look at the site plan, it's pretty aggressive.
Right.
Quite a bit that's going on there. Frankly, pretty high dollar cost improvements. So they're looking to phase in it, and so that's a key to us. Certain improvements for their project trigger other requirements or timing. So we want to make, and I explained that to them, we want to make sure that the infrastructure is capable of supporting whatever it is that they're doing at that given time. So they are in the process of putting together what their phasing may be.
That would help a lot, because if I get a site plan that gives me the phases, let's say I go into phase 1, 2, and 3, what exactly they're going to go ahead and do, then I can go ahead and address the conditions to each of those phases that are going to be implemented.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Gary?
Well, we did do a site review walk at this site.
Okay.
There's several concerns that they're going to have to address before we want to go any further.
Okay.
Even the driveway entrances don't meet any kind of standards. We're going to have to get those clarified, I think, before we take it to commission.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Yeah. That's going to come in.
I don't have any comments.
Okay.
We'd have our standard requirement permit application and that basically begins the plan check process.
Okay. So. All right.
I do have comments. Do I leave this for Chantel?
No, you can leave one for me there.
I want the document.
Okay.
The enclosure location is good, except their design is not according to our standard.
Okay.
So they need to, right now they have the bins stacked one in front of the other.
Well, I think Chantel was mentioning that, yes.
Yeah, so just turn it and base it side by side. But as far as the location, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, when the building's going to be, if there's any illegal construction, they'd have to address all of that prior to commencing the project. This way you'd be able to identify it. And if they attach to it, it has to be legalized.
Okay. All right. Well, that again, there's no action required for this item. It was kind of an informational thing. We'll go back. I'll share. We'll meet with the applicant. My guess is I'll pull them in and maybe invite a few of you, maybe, probably the two of you and Gary.
Okay.
At a moment, so we could resolve whatever issue, so they can continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Next item, item number 4, which is conditional use permit 1514. It's for the property located on the northeast corner of Waterman Avenue and 5th Street. There's a service station there that they want to redo. So it's going to be a service station, a convenience store, and the convenience store is also going to include a Yum Yum Donuts, or Win-Win Donuts. So I think it's one and the same. For the Winchells. You may recall originally that when this came in, it had a drive-through. Mm-hmm. And so they've, based on some of the comments that they received from us at some of the earlier project meetings, they've eliminated the drive-through altogether. They've also reduced the number of pump islands. They went from 9 to 6. And so we're looking for direction as to if we're ready to proceed, if we're at a point where we can get appropriate conditions of approval. We're still tweaking a few things from a planning perspective.
Okay.
Make sure that they meet some of the other, the standards for, the landscaping. And I hear there'll be some questions as it related to the access driveways and those sorts of things. But we'll take it from there.
The main thing that I was looking at when I looked at the WQMP, they're going for underground chambers. This is a high susceptibility for liquefaction, and the where the containers are going to be underground, they're not showing or reflected in the WQNP, so I have no idea where they're going to happen. They're going to be under the gas tanks, under the structure, I have no idea. So with that, whenever you do have a gas station in a high susceptibility liquefaction area, I need a geotechnical to have it boring done at least 50 feet to see where the water table is at the time. Also, all side drainage has to be filtered before it goes into the chambers. And usually we have the green turtle effect that go ahead and separates it. And then if they're not going to do that, their overflow is going to go into the landscaping, I need to have that filtered also. So with that, that's the problem that I do have with the WQMP at the time. Also, on the property that is west of the project site, and that would be Geon Torkins 7-Eleven, as I said earlier, they have a fair share agreement with the city to go ahead and keep the corner at the same radius. However, new staff, no real properties right now, so we don't have that capability of doing that. So
what do you mean by new radius?
Well, the new radiuses are going to be 35.
Okay.
Okay, so they're going to push everything back. They have utilities and they have catch basins also, which is going to be costly. So under the as dictated in our 1920, we can't ask for street improvements, which I'm going to go ahead and do. So that is something that they need to be aware of. I'm not only asking for that, I'm asking for the streets to be rehabilitated on Ward Street and Fifth Street. I'm asking for a right-of-way, and then I'm asking for more right-of-way on Waterman. So that needs to be looked at. It looks like he's covered most of that, but the level of rehab on Ward is going to be extensive because I'm asking for a cross gutter, which is going to be 6 feet, and two spandrels on each corner. So it's going to be quite extensive, so I'd like to see them before they go, they come back. Or if they're here, I'm just going to let them know, unfortunately. So, and of course, you know, I pretty much have my conditions that they can look at.
Mike, I know that in the past, items that related as it related to the WQMPs and things, mm-hmm. and we've asked to make it as a condition of approval as opposed to now. This was one that I would maybe suggest. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I think it's more appropriate to go back to the applicant and say, you know, we need these studies now, mm-hmm. Because it's. I mean, it's, if it was a simple little facelift, it'd be one thing, but we're doing a do-over here. Mm-hmm. Of the entire site, and you know, there's a lot of items that could come up, and at the Planning Commission level, is not the time that we want to have those issues flare up. So with this item, we could continue to go around on the agenda where the recommendation was to move to the Planning Commission, but I'm going to suggest that it come back, give us the opportunity to continue our conversations with the applicant. Require the geotechnical and the WQMP to address those concerns, and then if we still have a project, bring it back.
Okay, that's fair.
But if there's any, I'd like to continue to see for the benefit of those here, if there's anything else that you'd like to add to our dialogue with the developer or the applicant, we can share those comments as well.
Just to clarify, did you say that they're redoing an existing gas station, or is this in the vacant lot?
No, vacant lot.
The vacant lot.
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Vacant lot.
Yeah, I thought.
Okay.
So, just want to make sure we will have driveways on Ward, Waterman, and Fifth.
Yes.
As currently proposed. Yes.
Okay. Here's a copy for the applicant and a copy for you. It looks like they're trying to do two single bin refuse enclosures next to each other. So they just need to go according to our standard 508.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They have measurements for like two single ones with a wall in between. But
part of the comments that we had is it related to their previous site plan and their drive-through and what have you, and additional row of island of pump stations. Their circulation was really tight. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, well, how are your fuel trucks going to get in and around there? And then a refuge and something, and customers, and so he took heed to our suggestions and revised his plan.
Oh, okay. As far as the location, that's good. And then they just need to meet ADA access, modify it for ADA.
Okay.
Well, I have a list for the client and for you, so a general, real general notes, so you can add them to it.
Okay. So again, that item, we'll continue that matter. We'll re-advertise it and bring it back accordingly when it's ready. We'll take it from there. Next item is item number five.
Wait, Oliver, I need a motion to continue.
I'm sorry. May I get a motion to continue, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's being continued to not a date certain, so we'll leave the date open. So
okay.
Can you pass these to all of them? Those are copies of the plan and for the client. It's the standard requirements for the project.
Thank you. Good to go?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next item is item number five, which is development permit. P-1407, this project's been around for a while. It was approved a few years ago. Project expired. It has filed a new application. This did come to the DERC back in December. And it was, at that point, was moved to forward to the Planning Commission with the previous conditions of approval that were originally adopted. And the mitigated negative declaration and mitigation measures that were certified for the particular project. Nothing has changed for the project. Only me, being the new project manager for this, I've had a number of conversations with the applicants, and so we're continuing to move forward. Again, they haven't changed the project. What I've asked them to do, as it related to the environmental document, is procedurally. I'm going to be asking the Planning Commission, along with the recommendation of approval for the project, is to approve the previously adopted mitigated negative declaration and mitigation measures. In order to do that, I've asked them to have his environmental consultant prepare a document basically justifying that there are still no issues, as there were no issues the previous time from an environmental standpoint. For this item, we're asking that for it to move forward to the Planning Commission. The applicant is here. If you have any questions on it, I'd like to go around the table and see if there's any commentary before we move forward. BJ, would you like to join us?
BJ Goodman.
Hi.
Well, one of the questions that I did have is on the whole site. What I'd like to see is that you delineate what is Zone A and AE, because I think from memory, because I was on the committee when you initially came in, and that's what I want to go ahead and see where, for the WQMP, your emergency overflow, where is that going to go?
Okay.
And that was one of the questions that I did have.
We did,
You did do it, yes, but I just need to have that clarified.
Then back into somebody was approved again. Mm-hmm. But somehow, but the personal changes that were lost in the city somewhere.
Okay.
So we were waiting for a Planning Commission that never came, so we started talking to.
So we met yesterday.
Yeah.
And so what I've asked, he had his entire team here.
Okay.
And so what I've asked him to do is to put their package together, mm-hmm. Because I don't know what's missing. I don't know what came in and I can't find or what have you. Mm-hmm. So he's going to. Put together a new package,
okay,
with all the exhibits, the studies that were done, mm-hmm. And then I will share those with the various departments and make sure that we've got what we need.
And I've worked with Alex Ashok many times, so right. I'm familiar with his work. Okay. So he can go ahead and contact me, mm-hmm. And then we can go ahead and meet aside and with planning, so we can go ahead and work this through. But I want to go ahead, and I know this is environmental, but I want to go ahead and stress that when initially that Hillcrest Drive will be rehabilitated to center line and sidewalks and curb gutter.
It was part of the condition last time, too.
Right, okay, yeah, and then the street lights, because
that was part of the condition we
approved. I want to make sure, because that is a costly endeavor.
And it's so, still the same.
Yeah, most of my conditions, all my conditions are going to be pretty much the same.
I've got it, yeah, we got it all.
So I just want, there's a certain things that are going to be costly as rehab Hillcrest and rehab Inland Center. Nope. I think there is sidewalk there, but that is not where I'm emphasizing. Is the Hillcrest is where it's going to be costly. Okay.
One of the things that thank you. One of the things that I mentioned to them in our meeting was that it's a pretty aggressive and ambitious project. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be a benefit to that part of the city. But I asked them to go through the conditions of approval in detail.
Right.
To make sure that there aren't going to be any deal killers as it relates to costs and those kinds of things. And so, because if there's going to be something that you may have issue with, we need to know that before we go to the Planning Commission, because once it's approved by the Planning Commission, then you change your mind, then we have to go back to them. You know, so again, I encourage you to do that.
One of the questions that I did have, are you looking to phase this project?
Into phase, two phases.
Okay, so when you go for approval...
we need a phasing plan also.
I'm going to need a phasing plan.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what we had before, phase one and phase two.
Then I could go ahead and modify your conditions to meet each phase.
Right. It was part of the condition last time, too.
Okay, one time... Well, what I have right now is I have you under one phase. So I'm not looking at phasing this, so... Okay. If you're going to phase it, let me know, because then I will go ahead and modify the conditions.
I'll tell Alex to do that. Okay. He'll give you a call.
Okay, sounds good.
Just give me your number or
card. Oh, Alex has my number.
Okay.
Memorized college.
Yeah, he does.
Gary, would you like to add anything?
The only question was, there was a concern about access to Inland Center Drive.
We are working with the easement of the railway line.
Because we
are in contact with them, and they sent us a proposal.
Okay.
So it's been going for a couple of years.
Because I think that bicycle path and pedestrian path, doesn't that front your property?
That is, yeah.
So the question is where the fee title ownership is, obviously.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you have permission, otherwise you don't
have to. Yeah, we will definitely. Yeah, we're working with them. It's negotiating the price, that's all.
Okay.
They're asking a certain money, and we're telling them, take that. It's a railroad. It's not doing anything to them.
So
they're trying to get more money.
Right. But the conditions are going to include that.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't want to issue a hold harmless letter, let you proceed with all the construction drawings and find out you don't have a project.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yes, Water Department. Actually, I was the one who prepared the standard requirements for this the last time. It came through originally at the DERC back in 2007, 2008.
Right.
And I don't know if you recall, let's start off real quick with just a quick question. Do you have the fire department requirements for this, for fire?
I don't know.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because at that time there was some discussion based on the layout as it's proposed. Mm-hmm. They were going to, again, not water department's requirements, I'm stipulating as fire department requirements, required two different points of connection for fire service to provide fire protection for this.
Mm-hmm.
One was going to be from Hillcrest
and
one from Inland Center Drive. The issue is we only have an existing 6-inch water main in Hillcrest.
Okay.
And at that time, the water department was conditioning the project with upsizing that to a 12-inch. There's a portion of the existing 12-inch that's back there between J and Marius.
Okay.
But between K and J, it's only a 6-inch. So if, let's say, for example, if this project needed 2 8-inch fire services, we couldn't provide that.
Okay.
Obviously, there would be, the fire department would want one point of connection from Inland Center and another point of connection from Hillcrest. So I think what would be imperative at this point is for you to find out exactly what they've conditioned the project with, so we can decide if a main upgrade is actually required for this or not. I'm going to give you my card.
I'll check
as
with
far
the
as the contact, and please let me know, because that was originally part of the conditions, but again, our conditions are based upon what they are telling you your requirements are.
What do you have on Colton Avenue?
In Inland Center, it's an 8-inch.
So we can have one fire hydrant from that side, probably, right?
Fire service from Inland Center, but then we also, usually they want 2 points of connection for the loop, not from the same street. So...
But the 6-inch won't be sufficient enough for one, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's rather small. So back at this time, the water department was asking you to upgrade the existing 6-inch from J Street to K Street.
Okay.
So Oliver alluded to something a moment ago before we move it to the Planning Commission. You know, we want to make sure that everything, that there's no deal breakers for this project. So I just want you to be aware of that right now.
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Back in 2008, we required a permit application to be completed and submitted. We did never receive one for the project, so I'm going to hand you another copy. I'm also handing you our list of plan check procedures. And just to make you aware that the permit application is the first step. Based on the information in the application, we'll determine if there are any pretreatment requirements, such as grease traps for the dining hall or the kitchen area. Okay. And also, any submittal for the water department is separate from the city. If we require plumbing plans, they need to come to our office, not to the city office.
Okay.
That's it.
Do I need to hand out same comments from last time? Just want to make sure we have the same trash setup that we had agreed upon. On the site plan was a 6-bin enclosure, specialized enclosure. And an additional 6-bin enclosure is going to butt up against it for the recycling bin, so 6 trash, 6 recycling. And in addition, our understanding was that management is going to provide door-to-door trash pickup for all the units, and then take the trash to the dumpsters, and then we'll establish frequency of collection after phase one.
Yeah. And you're aware that it's a gated project?
Yeah.
Does that make a difference for you?
Well, as long as we have access, with a key or code or however you give us access.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the only comment I have is that as you waited, the code cycle has changed.
Right.
So you have to draw everything to the California Codes 2013. And that's about it.
That'll be done. Right. Thanks.
Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty familiar with it. Yeah. What we have before.
So this item, we're recommending to move to the Planning Commission. I'd be welcoming a motion, please.
I actually have a question. Is this being moved to a date certain?
We're trying to do either by the end of, by December or January, depending on, we're waiting for the environmental document.
Okay. I'd like to get the phasing plan for that, so when it does go to Planning Commission, I'd like to have the conditions modified to meet that.
Well, if it's acceptable to the owner, there's a couple items there that I think you really should make. Like you said, a deal breaker verification here on that other project. If you have a loop system there, that that's pretty costly as far as, I'm sure the fire department's going to require a loop system with hydrants internal.
Right.
You need to work out some of those, if you have the fire department connections, double detector checks are super expensive for those kind of hydrants, if you have an on-site system. So.
Which is what it sounds like it's going to be, because that's all private internal.
Right.
So. This means you're going to have not just one, but two of those rather large
And as I mentioned in our meetings, the our goal is for projects to be successful, not just go to through the process of just approving them and it's just a paper file. Whatever, as with the previous application, they made changes so that it works, and so they still need to make some changes to try to, or possibly make some changes to make that service station work, and so. Again, I don't know how many times I can stress, the conditions are the key.
No problem.
So do you think, Gary, that it would be beneficial for him to come back here one more time prior to going to the Planning Commission? Make sure that all those items are worked out or that we have a separate meeting?
I'm at the pleasure of the group.
This was approved with DRC like December of last year.
Okay.
Somehow there was no I don't know how it got lost. It was totally approved, because you have the record.
Well,
we could, we could, we could schedule.
But we'll get everything done before the, because.
Okay.
See, I know we have funding and everything. Last time, the reason that didn't go through, the bank started failing. So, you know,
yes.
You know, the city failed, we failed, everybody failed. So it was out of control. Now the banks are calling us, we really don't have the money. We're really in rush.
Okay.
And since it's been sitting here for a whole year now, so if we can move into planning, we'll do our part. We'll get everything done before that. I'll have Alex call us.
Realistically, if you've had a year, you should have been doing some of those things.
We had no conditions from here a year ago.
I thought it was approved at years.
It was approved, but they kept the same condition. But until somebody tells us, okay, planning commission meeting is this, let's move ahead, we have no idea what's going on.
I'd like to say come back to DRC first one, because there's some conditions. That access point on Inland Center, and the water issue, I think, is kind of...
Access, good. Yeah, we can't do anything below the access anyway.
Right.
I can go ahead and condition
I have a contract with them.
And that doesn't necessarily have to come back.
But you don't have a project without that access.
Well, that was conditioned actually last time too, before the building permit issue. We knew that.
Right.
So planning commission approved that, and that was another condition.
Right.
So these were before we start getting building and everything. So that they said we can start moving after the planning commission. We're going to do a lot of studies again, update
right.
all the studies. And that takes a while.
I just don't want you to get a performer going with a bank,
yeah.
get your bank loan, and then finance you don't have a project.
There's
a
bank,
lot of, as long as you're
bank.
Willing to accept the risk,
yeah.
that's one aspect of it.
Yeah. No, that's true, but you know. That's
as with the previous one, again, you know, the you know, recommendations. I mean, it's to start the conversation. You know, if the group feels more inclined to see additional information or have certain issues resolved, I mean, that's it. And you know, our next meeting is scheduled. And what's next? It's the third. Stephanie, is that our next?
Yes. Let me double check.
I believe so. Right?
Yes.
December. December 3rd is our next
yeah.
2 weeks.
Which is only two weeks. Would that give you adequate time to take care of some of those questions?
Yeah.
We also
my concern is just to have the phasing,
yeah.
and then I can go ahead and modify that. But
so typically, as an example, today we would be typically routing things for the meeting on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to give you enough time. Where... And obviously, we're not going to be able to do that with this particular thing. If the group is comfortable with receiving them within, you know, maybe middle end of next week, or that we have that commentary and discussion, an open discussion when we meet on the 3rd, I don't know how much time you're going to need to digest whatever it is that you're asking.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
My issue
it is
my conditions are not going to change. They're just
right.
going to be modified under the phasing.
Right.
But when is the target date for planning commission? You know, are you looking in January to go to planning commission?
Well, if it were okay today,
mm-hmm.
we would be going on whatever that is, the 16th.
The 16th.
I have an issue though.
December 16th.
Because the site plan doesn't show the second enclosure that's on the wall.
Okay, can that be handled in plan check?
Sure, it just, there's a six bin enclosure that's listed, or that's shown, and the second six bin enclosure is supposed to be butting up against the other one where those parking spaces are, but it's not showing on there. So it's supposed to be for 12 bins.
Yes, if it can be modified in plan check.
That was the condition I came for that too.
Is it going to, Gracie, do you think it'll impact the site design? I mean, are they going to have to move things around to accomplish
it? No, right here. So here's the six bin enclosure that we approved. And there's certain dimensions that we gave you to give us enough spacing. The additional six bin is supposed to butt up against where it removes these parking spaces
mm-hmm.
right here.
Yeah, we have enough parking space.
You have so enough parking space. That can be handled at
the 17th.
That can be handled in plan check.
Now, a question for the group. Do we have the information necessary to write our respective conditions of approval?
Yes.
Is there anything that would come out from the information that's been asked for, whether it's the phasing, whether it's the fire service or what have you, or the access internal thing that that we don't have now, information that we don't have now that prevents us from preparing our conditions of approval, kind of a thing. I think from my standpoint, when I express my thoughts about the conditions of approval, as Gary mentioned, you know, we all kind of, you know, there are things that become deal breakers. And BJ, you got to understand that. I mean, some of us have been around this game for a while. And it's easy to say, yeah, we're good, and no problem. We'll just condition it. But there's a condition and there's a reality, and it's the reality. You know, we don't like I said, we want a project to happen, but we don't want to place conditions on it or that there's items that are attached to the project that prevents it from happening.
Exactly.
And what's going to happen is that, you know, in my experience, an applicant, a developer, or architect, they view a project a certain way, and then those that are funding the project, they're usually a little bit more conservative, a little bit more cautious. They want some greater assurances, and we have those. We're having those conversations more and more these days with some of these track maps, where now the lenders not. They want something in writing from us saying that they won't have to do this certain condition right now. Can you just let us move forward, and we get ourselves in a little bit of a bind there, because sometimes we can't accommodate those things. And so, as an example, I mean, if the fire department's going to require a certain thing, there's nothing we can do until the fire department signs off on something and says, yeah, I mean, Mike's not going to sign off any permits.
Certain things we know, like fire department, their condition, we have to meet with them regardless. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, because that's what...
But the upgrading of that water line to 12-inch line is a major... Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point.
It's a major project, so these things, we're already considering these things going to happen. Like
and if you're okay with that...
Gutter on the Hillcrest, you know, the street has to be repaved. That was brought up previously, too. So we on those days, we weren't aware of that, so that...
Make sure that you have a level of comfort going forward that you're, like you said, you won't have a deal-breaking item.
Yeah, definitely.
That you haven't done
that. I think we're
pretty comfortable now.
If it isn't satisfactory with the bank and so forth later, and you do share it,
no, we're going to go
asking for a waiver.
My sense is that we the group collectively has expressed what may be in store for your project, okay? So I feel comfortable that we've at least informed you.
Right. No.
At the same time, I also feel comfortable that you understand what you're getting into. I guess is what I'm trying to say. And if we're all in that same boat, we feel comfortable, and you feel comfortable, then I guess we can go forward.
You know, we have done many projects, like, you know, we did in Rialto with 80, 90 units. There was a lot of things came afterwards. It's always, in our understanding as the builders and the owners, that, okay, this is something going to come up. You know, it's always going to come up. Even something you're not aware of now, something's going to be broken, this thing doesn't work there, and all those kind of things.
But I think we'd still, from later on aspect, I think we'd still like to see at least the phasing plan before we go to planning commission. As a minimum. And we could do it on short notice. It's not going to...
No, it's just modified. I just need to work with Alex. Fine.
Okay, I'll tell him.
And he just needs to give me a plan and say, this is this phase, then I'll just go ahead and modify everything to meet that.
Okay.
So it gives you the ability to have certain units final.
Right.
So,
Question, Stephanie. When is the noticing date for the... with the meeting of the 16th of the Planning Commission, please? The 3rd, probably? Or that Monday?
The week of the 3rd. So noticing would have to go out by the 2nd, later than the 2nd.
Right. So essentially what we're looking at is we need to address the phasing next week.
Actually, it has to be as soon as possible.
Well, later. I mean, it's got to be concluded next week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to have it Monday.
Because on the 1st, it is December 1st, is a Monday?
Tuesday. December 1st is a Tuesday.
Okay, so the 30th, I have to have the green light.
Right.
Kind of thing, and that's when I write my notice. That's when
we have an updating environment report.
And we still have to do that. That's coming in on the 30th.
We signed the contract. He said he will deliver to. Because that was the most important thing.
But if you're not going to phase it, this is all good.
Okay, then I'll just ask Alex how he wants to do it.
But they still have to.
He's the one.
Regardless, the environmental's got to be finished.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right. And that's coming. I'll try to be a little more specific, you know, for the purpose of the
conditions
and for the applicant to try to help him out. What I would recommend at this point is go back to the fire department requirements. Mm-hmm. Meet with your engineer, look at the hydraulics, and see if the existing infrastructure that's there will meet your requirements.
Okay.
He will have to do those calculations. We don't do those for you. If they cannot be met by the existing infrastructure, as I mentioned, you're looking at that 12-inch main extension in Hillcrest.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an idea, just rough numbers, you know, you'd have to enter into a developer install agreement mm-hmm. with the department. You'd have to have a contractor, an approved contractor, install that roughly 500 to 600 feet. That's probably an additional cost of about $100,000 to the project. So I just want to make that known.
Yeah. We had a couple of $250,000 around that. This is what we were thinking.
Okay.
So with that, I'd be a pleasure of the group. I could entertain a motion to move to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any objection?
No, the discussion is if they don't hit the trigger, then it's possible.
Well, I think the understanding is, the caveat is that we report on the 30th where...
Okay. So it wouldn't be formally brought back to DRC.
That's correct.
Okay. And then if for some reason that doesn't happen, it's going to be pushed forward, correct?
We have had all this time to get the fire conditions. Why don't you have them going today? I'm just going to ask you that question. You said you had conditions prior from the fire, so I'm going to ask you some questions. Then why don't we have them today?
You know, like I said, it was a year ago was approved by DRC.
So because a year,
we never got anything from DRC that should be going to the Planning Commission. My engineer, we've been coming here, like I've been coming here every month. Mm-hmm. For the last 12 months. And Oliver knows it's been 4 months I've been talking to Oliver. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew if this plan was approved yet. We may have to redo that. There was so much misinformation in the city, we have no idea what.
But in a builder's point of view, the only thing that's going to stump you is water and fire protection. So in a builder's point of view,
that's true.
That would be high priority if... In my viewpoint.
I understand that.
And a builder's point of view, when you enter the DRC meeting, I would anticipate an answer on the fire.
Have you met with the fire department lately?
Not lately.
We've had changes also. So that's another thing that you need to be aware of. Whoever you spoke to.
We're waiting any some kind of answer from the cities and everything. You know, like I said.
Sarah's gone. If you're still dealing with Sarah, she's not with me.
So that's what I would, after this meeting, I would
right.
try to
okay.
go
and
talk
I'll go
to
right
that.
Now, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have a couple
Please.
Things that are...
Yeah, I'm just ready. Well, as long as they're understanding...
Will you deal with the fire department still in that same office?
Yes, it would still be there, but again, it's Laura and Gary just mentioned, it used to be Sarah Pearson was the most recent person. Right now, I believe the person would be...
Judy.
How do you pronounce it? I think it's Croito.
Croito.
Judy.
And we deal with Tom Hanneman as well, but I would recommend speaking with Judy.
I believe Sarah is back doing some of the plan check.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you got some homework, BJ?
Sure.
All right.
Good to have homework rather than sitting.
Yes.
We'll see you next week, I presume. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Next item.
Are you
okay,
Stephanie?
Yep.
Thank
you.
Next item.
All right, item number six. I think it's our last one for the day. Development permit type P1504. It's an existing approximately 2.5 acre industrial parcel on Inland Center Drive at the intersection of I Street. There's currently an industrial building there, approximately 10,000 square feet, with a large outdoor storage area to the south. It's very similar to the site plan they're proposing. What the applicant would like to do is demolish that, rebuild it, enlarge it by about 5,000 square feet, you know, shifting the building slightly on the property to get it closer to the edge, just to improve circulation, and just full improvements to the site. New landscaping, new entrance, parking areas, screen walls around the property, abutting the residential on the east and southern sides. Just other, you know, the other standard site improvements. The project, we're saying it is categorically exempt from CEQA as an infill project. And we are looking to take this to the Planning Commission next month on the 16th.
But it's pretty simple. Laura,
with you? My issue is the easement.
The drainage.
Okay, yeah. He's going to buy the house or he's going to do something. I need the easement before it goes to planning.
Yeah, we want that before planning.
Yeah.
I will follow up with him.
He has to make some progress. He's been warned and warned.
We've talked to them about it numerous times. I know the last time we met with the applicant and his team.
Mm-hmm. What's the alternative to buying the house?
Well, you can change the easement, but...
Yeah, or really put a chamber on his...
Yeah, if they don't keep that, or obtain that easement through that kind of southeastern corner, then they need to find another means for drainage.
Okay, so if he doesn't have the easement, mm-hmm. then he has to give me hydrology for that portion, and probably he would have to go to underground chambers. Mm-hmm. I have to look at the volume to see if that's captured for that. But that site is going to be expanded not only for the WQMP, for the two-year storm, I'm going to also look for the 10 and the 100.
Do we want to do the...
So it's going to be a lot messier to have that portion looked at when I don't have the easement.
Yeah.
So now I looked at the hydrology for the WQMP. They're fine because their emergency overflow, they're get 3 CFS going out to the street. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Their hydrology is fine for that. Mm-hmm. But if they don't get the easement for the rear property and it drains, I have to have that looked at as a whole, which is the nightmare.
What we can do then, same setup as the previous project. Mm-hmm. I'll contact them today and we can say...
Where is it?
We have until the 30th. We have to make that yes or no call for December. Mm-hmm.
And I respect him saying that he could buy the house, he could go ahead and do all this other things.
I know that they're very aggressive about wanting to make it next month, so we'll put that out there, and they know it's on them at that point.
All we have to do is ask him.
He's not here. So, I mean, if he doesn't get it, then the ball changes where I have to do the 10, the 100, and the 2-year storm.
So they've designed the project based on that presumption.
Yes,
exactly.
Based on keeping the drainage as it
right.
is.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they haven't designed anything for Plan B yet, is what they're saying.
No, and Plan B is going to be expensive.
Okay.
Do they know what Plan B is?
There they have.
They've had about so six much. Plans now. Yeah.
Why is that so funny?
Because they don't know what Plan A is.
I'll let them know. Then we'll do the same thing through by the end of the month. We have to know what the solution is there. Otherwise, we're pushing it till.
Yeah, because I can't have them go through your planning commission and they don't own that property and
right,
have them
right,
drain
right.
legally over.
Yeah,
we can't do that.
No, we can't continue that. That's fine.
Gary, would you like to add anything?
No, same settlement.
You
can't force somebody to buy an easement on
neighbor's
property.
Sunshine
said
it's okay.
Sunshine said it was good.
All right.
Other than that, everything else just standard.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, we're done.
That's the only major thing.
That's a big major thing.
Are you going to ask them to share into that fire hydrant
no,
process?
No. It's just standard requirements. They actually already have existing services from us now. There are standard requirements that are prepared, but as was just mentioned, it appears as though this is another variation of a similar project that they proposed recently and it just came through.
It is. They brought it through originally as a 1501. That was a larger eight-building project.
Larger area, correct.
They were doing the whole site, but to go back to Laura, they had significant drainage issues.
Right.
So this is the plan B to that project.
That was related to the other portion of the site, the western portion.
Correct.
So they wanted to go in and just rebuild this building.
Okay.
Kind of, it's not an unofficial phase one, sort of, sure. But through a separate project. Well,
for us, it's real straightforward. There's really no issues. So all right. I'll give you a copy of these standard requirements, though, for your record.
And they are expanding the building, so they'll have to
That's fine.
Do that. Yeah.
Sewer capacity fee may apply, but.
Yeah.
Just the standard or first step permit application. I'll give you a copy of that here. Perfect. Forward that to you. That's it.
Gracie?
This one fee and one for the applicant. The enclosure location is fine. They just need to build according to our standard, not
yeah,
two
four,
gates,
the four
not
points,
four.
Yeah. And they did that the first time as well, so.
That's
right. Okay, well.
Don't yell at us, Mike.
All right, but I just can't see how they could continue without establishing the drainage because they couldn't establish the elevations of the additions if they don't know if they have the drainage.
Yeah.
So I don't even see how they can even get on the Planning Commission without even submitting concrete drainage plans. I just can't. Or were we going to go through again, Plan A, Plan B,
yeah, no,
and add a Plan C? I could tell you the building aspect of everything, but before I could establish any kind of elevation of the building, mm-hmm. I got to know which way it drains.
Yeah.
Right. So it seems like
they've actually provided a pretty detailed plan.
Yes, we're going in a vicious circle, so my requirements are very general, telling you that you have to look at special details for occupancy. When you get into a building over 10,000 square feet, you have to have a commissioning report by the Green Code, and on, but before submittal, you have to have the first thing on your cover page. We'd be looking for drainage plans. And I just don't see a submittal coming in like that. They could submit the building and propose it, but then it would be kicked back if they didn't give me an elevation.
Yeah.
So we're back at A1 again. So I'll give general conditions, but it seems like, did you get that? It just seems like we're going in a circle here.
I know. This one has had some
yes,
and several similar discussions.
It's unfair to you as a planner doing all the work and the commission and the client not doing the one thing that he needs to do. I'm sorry. But you did very great, Travis.
No, I will follow, as I said, I'll follow up with them today.
What's the pleasure of the group? Are we?
Question for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Did we have the traffic conditions for this? Because there was an issue with traffic. I don't know.
Yes, we do.
That's the question I was going to ask. Do we have that condition on there for the traffic signal modification?
Yes, we do.
The poor chap was at that.
Because that was
yeah. I already talked to Hernando. He asked me to put it on there, so I did.
Okay.
Good. I believe we had talked about that when we met with the applicant
yeah,
the last time.
That's taken care of. Usually I put Hernando's comments on my conditions, so
thank you.
I usually get with him before we come here, unless otherwise.
So again, we'll.
He's
good. The intention, then we'll figure it out.
Are we? It's a pleasure of the group that November 30th cutoff date again,
or December 30th, whatever it is.
So, we'll see if we can, like we did with the other one, if we can get some kind of resolution by the end of the month.
No.
Yeah. By the end of this month, then right. We can take it next month. Otherwise,
okay.
We'll inform them that they will be delayed.
So you can't go on jury duty for them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I might be on jury duty for 2 months.
Okay.
Sorry, Gary.
The conditions
I'm going to watch you on my jury.
I'll be really sweet and have my happy face.
So may I get a motion, if it's a pleasure of the group, to move forward to the Planning Commission with the caveat that we resolve the easement issue by the 30th?
Yeah.
We can post accordingly?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Not opposition. So moved. Any other comments or questions? We have two guests. Did you have anything that you observed that you have questions on? No?
Well, I want to thank you both for showing
it's
up.
It's really nice, though. It gives us an insight in terms of the projects.
This is mellow compared to if you had the applicants here, it would be a lot more.
We didn't have no arguing.
I know.
Right here with this yelling.
I was like, it got a little bit exciting right there.
Oh, by the way, we're only giving you a voucher for that one item.
You can go ahead and fill up.
And since you represented the whole eight items, you can seek your fees.
May I get a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Second.
So moved. We stand adjourned at 11:02?
To December 3rd.
To December 3rd. Thank you.
Sorry.
So, it went over by 2 minutes. So the second.